yesterday.
This is the research for yesterday. You know, I told you that they had it because I researched it.
Oh,
golly, LJ.
Yeah, my bad. Make it work. Make it happen.
Yeah, some boys to get me those measurements. Hope they understand what I mean by their eyes, the thing.
No,
they
don't.
Do you
don't think
so? Tell them what I'm after.
Yeah,
you gotta know these things. I think it's there to kind of keep track of stuff that's really expensive along that television equipment. The broadcast center is really pricey. That's probably why it's 0.9 it is. Because it's funny, this really isn't even the broadcast center thing. It's that round thing down lower.
Uh-huh.
It points off that way.
Uh-huh.
It goes to the midway tower, and that's where all the real action is. Because it's midway between Coast and Canal.
Uh-huh.
So that's where all the TV stations are located. I think the radio station's located there, too. that way to get good reception over. I'm trying to think, they have that whole list of the 15 worst places to live in New Mexico. No, it was close to number one. I can't remember who was worse. Deming and Socorro. Berlin was way up there. But Clovis and Pacalic were like
middle.
14 and 13. Bravo was up higher. You know, it was like 8 or 9. So, strangely enough, Chicken Care was even on the list.
I wonder why that is.
Which is funny because Chicken Care has really high taxes. You know, the tax rate there was high. Although, not so much anymore. I think here is over 8, too. This is pretty much over 8. That's trying to catch the tourist train, you know? Ooh, look at all these people. It's some kind of camping thing. No, they have such a list, but they do. And why? They're not so bad, right? Vegas on it? I think one of the things I said about Las Vegas is the same as the third of the time. So another good reason you want to be there.
Oh!
That was when I was going to get to that town. La Dispensa. White guy.
Yeah.
Alright. So I guess you'd prefer weed, huh? You don't know.
I'm fucking off to some picture.
Well, we gotta go sometime.
It's the main way to do the real picture.
Well, then we gotta go, don't we? Take a look. Check it out. Oh, really? We'll rescue you, right?
No,
stop the line! Look at your tail. My skin's gonna just peel off of me for just being so dry. I'm gonna crack into a thousand pieces. No, I know. It's like, if you're in New Orleans, my breath is here for a minute. You probably go, oh, God. I love you. Right? Yeah, but there's no, there's really no problem in letting it cool off a little more. The pump that pumps the water doesn't need any electricity. But yeah, it's a tune that's here. Yeah, that's why you got three things in one. But they're all in the way. We'll have to rig up a better system for putting those in. Open up the window, you know? It doesn't just have those louver things there, try to seal it up. You can actually, have a little door and you can open that and it'll be screened and, you know, you can, you're not using the refrigerated stuff. You can still drag the air through. Yeah. Well, we gotta get this whole thing with the house.
Yeah.
Really want it to go over. Making payments away. I like that. Although I don't know what Heavenly Father's got in mind, for all I know, he's going to say, nope, if somebody wants to just buy it. Outright. Doesn't want to own a thing. And you go, huh? Well, alright then. That'd be okay. I gotta tell you, if it ends up being this instant hail damage, I'm gonna have to go after the Benavides Insurance Company to pay it for the place. I'm not gonna do that. And there's Sarah. And there's a lefty tank lamp. And it's like, holy moly. Now I get to see you. That's a great contact. If you were to keep that thing insured.
How can you see it? What money did you have after the fire tanker?
Huh? Sorry. I have to put in a claim on that. We may have to ask Chris if the part of the contract was they were going to keep the tank on it. It's going to end up falling to me. Chances are there's been hail damage. If they haven't had it fixed, I need to go to the insurance company and get fixed. And if they didn't keep the insurance up, well, I can take it out of their hide. Because that's something the insurance company's supposed to handle. If the insurance company isn't there, that's going to help somebody. Not really interested in me. Wow, I think that's wrong. Mine says 741. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to ask about that. But I had this thing, which is now, I'm not sure I can ask any questions directly to them, but I might be able to ask it through the bankruptcy court. Because now's my time to declare if there's a possible claim. I don't know if it's a matter of public record if they've got insurance on it. If I end up getting it, if the basic bill they're trying to protect themselves from is me, you know. Which I'll never know, you know, because I'm saying bankruptcy is a blank thing. But if they're just wanting to get out from under the house, they have the opportunity to renegotiate their stuff. And there's a court appointed agent who handles the money. They pay one check as directed to that person, and they disperse it out. Than you and Sam's them, and you'll find them in trouble. They came to us and they offered this, the terms they wanted. I didn't suggest a thing. The only thing I set was the interest rate. As far as I'm aware, it's on the low side.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I'm going to have any fault. You would have known that they were in a bad financial situation, that they had no business doing this. Your responsibility is to do that. So, thank you.
more. That's part of the fun.
Well, I do think I get to. I have to ask and say, I want whatever your fees are going to ultimately act on. Of course, I don't know if I can do that. This was you taking a risk doing that. You raised however many thousands of dollars off of it. I'm not here to argue. I'm not going to argue with the court. That's my lawyer's job. He argues with the court. Arguing a hard logic case. Gorgeous! Are you gonna come? Okay, so you're not gonna come for lunch since you're doing that?
Yeah.